It's time to talk about Redskins.
Hail to the Redskins.
There we go.
Hail victory.
You say, well, Brian, it's not football season. And you're right, it's not. But there's an important thing at stake here. It's the future of Kirk Cousins.
Scale of 1 to 10, him as a Redskin next year. 10?
No, Kurt's a quarterback. You know, he played well the last 2 years, and I know there's other speculation, but it doesn't come from the Redskins.
Yeah, that was Bruce Allen talking about the quarterback, Kirk Cousins, and said, yeah, he's our quarterback, but there's a big question here about whether or not how this will be done. The deal has not yet been structured. Will he be coming back under the franchise tag, or will he get a multi-year deal?
Right.
We're endeavoring to get in touch right now with Trevor Maddich, who should join us here in just a moment, but as we sort of lay this out, here's the basic information you need to know. If they go with a franchise tag, he's facing not a bad deal for him. Are we good?
Yeah.
So we are good. Trevor Maddich is on the line right now. Let's let him explain it all. Hey, Trevor. good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing very well. Okay, so we're talking about Kirk Cousins and the Redskins and the negotiations that are going on and a March 1st deadline. Lay out the scenario, and how is this thing going to be resolved?
Well, this thing will be resolved to Kirk Cousins' satisfaction. Because
one way or the other, yeah.
He's got the leverage right now. And the Redskins could very well franchise him. But that'll make the cost of a long-term deal go up because of the way that agents and teams have established how you pay players that have been franchised.
Yeah, but let me just say, right now, it would be an increase from $19.95 million last year to $23.94 million this year. And then next year, if he were to be, he would be eligible to get a raise to $34.5 million for just 1 year. So that's those are the numbers at play under the franchise tag.
Yes, those are the numbers. And Andrew Luck just signed a long-term deal, a five-year deal with $87 million guaranteed.
Wow.
So I'm sure that the agents for Kirk Cousins is trying to get something in that range, and I'm sure the Redskins don't want to go that high. Now, typically, when you franchise a guy, you will give him a long-term guaranteed deal whenever you do sign. A long-term deal that will guarantee the value of this year's franchise plus a hypothetical next year's franchise. So it would be about $44 million guaranteed if they would have signed him last year instead of franchising him. And it would be about $58 million guaranteed, because now you're talking about this year's franchise plus next year. So it gets weird, but the money goes up for the Redskins. But here's the risk for the Redskins. In free agency, if you franchise a player, then a team can snag him, but they've got to compensate you with two first-round draft choices under the type of franchise tag that Cousins was under last year and certainly likely to be under this year if they do franchise it. Last year, nobody offered the two first-round draft choices, but two former Redskins offensive coordinators are now head coaches, Sean McVay at the Rams and Kyle Shanahan at the 49ers. And certainly the 49ers are desperate for a quarterback. And so the Redskins are now at risk, greater risk for losing Cousins than they ever would have been.
Suggesting that, that there's competition now for a guy, and that's good for Cousins, clearly, that it's going to be very powerful for him in a negotiation standpoint. I have a question about Kirk. You know, in the end of the year, on January 1st, the Redskins faced the Giants. The Giants had nothing. This was at home in Washington. The Giants were not playing for anything. They were already in the playoffs. The Redskins, if they won out, basically, that game, they would have been in. But Kirk couldn't close the deal. He threw some interceptions in the last quarter, and it was enough that the Redskins weren't able to finish it, leaving a lot of Redskins fans scratching their heads going, yeah, he's good, but can he close? And can he get us to the playoffs? What of that? And was that just like sort of a short-term emotional reaction, or is that in any way a long-term consideration for the Redskins?
No, that's fair, because that was the final home game. The next-to-last home game was a loss to Carolina where Cousins didn't play well either. If they'd have won either of those, they'd have made the playoffs. And so your Redskins fans are right to be concerned about that, and I'm sure the Redskins are using that in their negotiations. But keep in mind, though, that a guy like Cousins the way you have to see his value is more like art. You know, what's a painting worth? What's a Van Gogh worth? Well, it's worth what someone will pay for it. And Cousins, right now, you can't put him in the category of the Super Bowl winners. I mean, he hasn't won a playoff game yet. And so you can't pay him like that necessarily unless somebody else will pay him like that. And that's what's happening right now. Teams like the 49ers, the Jets, the Bills, the Browns are desperate for a quarterback exactly like Kirk Cousins, and they're likely to pay him money because at least Cousins showed that he can do certain things in the NFL.
Right.
Remember that this year, this past season, 2016, was Cousins' first full year where he had a full offseason as the starting quarterback, getting starting reps in offseason practices and training camp, and with an offense geared towards him. The year before, it was RG3 who had the starters reps all the way through until the opening game, and it was an offense that was basically designed for RG3. And so usually you'll get better. You'll take your biggest jump as a quarterback between year one and year two in that scenario.
But
the Redskins are going to have to risk that he's going to do that, or they will lose him to somebody, certainly after this franchise year, if they do franchises.
And you're pretty sure that they're going to do everything they can to make that happen between now and March 1st.
Right.
Okay, we got to leave it there. Thank you very much, Trevor. Appreciate the update.
All right, guys.
It's 6:44 on WMAL.